8 innings of play here at Shea Stadium. The Houston Astros, 5 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. The New York Mets, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Cal Kurtz starting now his second inning of relief work. Jerry Kuzman is the pitcher of record, and up to lead off is Fred Gladding, who, although a right-hand pitcher, is a left-hand batter. Houston batting in the ninth. Kuntz goes into the motion. Here is the pitch, and it's low for a ball. Jerry Gentry will be the Mets starter in the second game. Larry Durker for the Houston Astros. Tomorrow, Tom Griffin for Houston and Tom Seaver for the New York Mets. 1-0 delivery, and it's in there for a called strike. 1-1. Out all around with Fred Gladding up there. Kuntz offers 1-1, misses outside. Check it, it's on the outside corner. Make it 1-2. Just caught the corner. 1-2, not a Gladding. Norm Miller's waiting on deck. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, and it's in there for a called strike 3. Kuntz gets his first strikeout. Kuzman struck out only 2 today. Norm Miller coming up. He's gone 0-4. He's a left-hand batter. Hey, have you tried Royal Crown Cola lately? It's moving up fast in popularity, catching on all over the country. Get with RC the summer. Miller was in there. Now he steps back to get a handful of dirt. Back in and waiting. And the pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-0. Again, J.C. Martin flashes a sign. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball, and it's low. Kuntz goes behind now at 2-0 to Norm Miller with Joe Morgan waiting in the on-deck circle. Good weekday afternoon crowd here on hand for this doubleheader. It was scheduled to have been a single game this afternoon. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Low. But yesterday's doubleheader was, of course, rained out. So the doubleheader was scheduled this afternoon and a single game tomorrow on a day that was to have been an off day for both the Mets and the Houston Astros. Actually, it would have been a travel day for the Astros. They were going on up to Montreal. And here's a pitch low, ball 4. It's a walk to Norm Miller. First issued by Cal Kuntz. Kuzman walked 5 today. Joe Morgan's coming up. He's gone 0-4. He is a left-hand batter. Bat number 2 in the batting order. Houston leading by a score of 5-3. Kuntz now goes to the back side of the mound, takes off his cap to mop his brow. The Atlanta Braves will be in here for the weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, to close out this homestand of the New York Mets. When they come back, it'll be against San Diego, the Giants, and Dodgers. Here's a pitch high as Morgan moved up his other bunt. There's one man out, a runner at first. Wayne Garrett, the third baseman, came charging in onto the grass. Retreats now to position even with the edge of the grass at third. They play Morgan to pull the ball. He's been troubled a little bit off and on with his knee. Here's a throw to first, just a calling card. The knee required surgery last year and had Morgan out most of the season. Here's a swing and a drive, deep to right, but curving foul. Going out of play. Down into the lower field boxes in the right field corner. The count is 1-1. Norm Miller's on at first with one man out. Joe Morgan at the plate. Houston batting in the ninth. Now the 1-1 delivery. He bunts it foul. trying to dump it up the third baseline, but it was fouled back to the lower field boxes behind the plate. So it is one ball and two strikes now to Joe Morgan. Joe Morgan was the National League's All-Star second baseman one year, but could not participate because of an injury at the time. He's in and waiting. Now the 1-2 pitch, curveball, belted foul on the right field line, out of play. Houston's recent homestand, Morgan was on a couple of days of weekend military duty, and he arrived back from military duty just in time to become a pinch hitter in the 11th inning and double in the winning run. Now, at the end of four full innings of play at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Giants won and the Cubs won. Gaylord Perry and Dick Thoma. That's the only other afternoon game in the Major League. We'll keep you posted with half-inning scores. There's a throw to first, not in time. Coach again, checks and deals. It's outside to Morgan, runs the count even at 2-2. Jim Wynn kneeling in the on-deck circle, the toy cannon, they call it. Greenfield is holding against the runner at first base. 2-2 delivery, and it's low inside, so the count is full at 3-2. Morgan, or rather Miller, the runner at first. The count's 3-2 to Morgan at the plate. There's one man out. Houston leads 5-3. We're going to get further action down in the Met bullpen. Ron Taylor is getting up to throw. Ron Taylor is throwing in the Met bullpen. Runner goes, just a swing and a ground ball. That is Park Greenfield on out into right field, and Miller's on his way to third. It's coming to a stop in the wet grass. Shansky charges it, drops it, picks it up, throws it in, holding it third is Miller. Morgan is at second. It scored as a double. When the ball got through the infield, it got out there into the heavy wet grass and just stopped. So that Shansky had to charge it all the way in. They had the runner going on the 3-2 pitch with one man out. Greenfield, who had been holding against the runner, made a dive for it, but could not get a glove on the hard-hit ground ball, so it is a double. Runners at second and third, one man out, and Jim Wynn is up. So the Houston Astros are trying to put the game out of reach here in the top of the ninth. The Mets trying to hang on. They're going to walk Wynn and set up a force all around in a possible double play. And they'll be pitching to Dennis Menke. The intentional walk is being issued to Jim Wynn. That is the seventh walk issued today by Met pitchers, the third intentional pass. If you want to look ahead, meanwhile, to the bottom half of the ninth inning, the Mets will be scheduled to send up J.C. Martin, Bud Harrelson, and a pinch hitter for the pitcher. But first, they're hopefully getting out of here without allowing Houston to extend the two-run lead any further. Menke up with the bases loaded and one man out. Cal Kuntz working in relief. Menke walked, was on an error on a ground ball to shortstop Harrelson. Popped to first and grounded into a double play with a ground smash to third. So for the day, he's 0-3 in a walk. For the season, he's batting .296. Right-hand batter. Kuntz will work off the stretch. It's a swing and a drive deep to the left. That's way back. If it stays fair, it could be. It's going, and it's a home run, a grand slammer for Dennis Menke. A six-run lead for the Houston Astros as Dennis Menke has hit a grand slam home run off the auxiliary scoreboard down in the left field corner. His seventh home run of this season. It's Houston 9 and the Mets 3. Coming up, still only one man out, nobody on base. two for four. That's in for a called strike. Minky hit the first pitch for the grand slam home run. Cal Kunst with a pitch. High and off the glove of J.C. Martin, rolls over toward the on-deck circle. Here's a 1-1 delivery. Swung on it on the ground up the middle. It goes through for another base hit. Brady around first holds there as Tommy Agee returns the ground ball to center. And that will bring up Kurt Bluffray. Bluffray's gone 0 for 3 in a sacrifice, and here comes manager Gil Hodges out of the dugout. He has Ron Taylor warm in the bullpen. Taylor is going to be coming into the ballgame. He stopped throwing. He's coming over to the electric cart. So word went down from the dugout by phone to the bullpen. Taylor's on his way in just now. No sign it's gone down from Hodges, but he made the decision before he left the dugout. Coach heads for the Met dugout. Work 1 1/3. Charged with 4 runs. 4 hits. Dugout 1. Walk 2. One of them intentionally. Ron Taylor's coming in to make his 41st appearance. He has a record of 5 wins and 2 losses. Last time out against the Reds, he worked an inning allowed no runs and no hits. Taylor has been credited with 9 saves this year and leads the Mets in that department. So while Ron Taylor comes in, check us out on that San Francisco-Chicago game and the schedule in the majors. Here's Ralph Kiner.
Okay, San Francisco is batting in the top of the 5th inning against Dick Selma, who has a record of 10-4. The score is 1-1, and Gaylord Perry is pitching for San Francisco, his record 12-7. Atlanta playing a twi-night doubleheader at Philadelphia. They'll also play a twi-night doubleheader tomorrow. And then they'll be in here for a Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon series. That will conclude the homestand for the Mets. Also scheduled, the Dodgers against Pittsburgh for a night game. Montreal against Cincinnati also at night. San Diego against St. Louis at night. In the American League all-night games, the Yankees at Oakland, Chicago at Cleveland, Detroit at Minnesota, Baltimore at Kansas City, Washington at Seattle, and Boston out on the coast against the California Angels. So that's the way it looks on that one-day game. San Francisco at Chicago, 1-1 at the end of 4. Gaylord Perry against Dick Selma. The Cubs started the action exactly 4.5 games ahead of the Mets. Mets in second place, 4.5 games ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Atlanta in first place, 1 game ahead of the Dodgers, 2 games ahead of the Giants, 3 games ahead of Cincinnati. So that's the way it looks there. Right here, it's not too good for the Mets fans. 9-3, and here's Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Ralph, it's Kurt Bluffray coming up now for Houston in the 9th inning. 1 man out, runner at first. Houston, 9 runs, 10 hits. The Mets, 3 runs, 8 hits. Ron Taylor sets up, checks and deals, and the pitch is low for ball. Sends out the sign. Here's a 1-0 delivery. Swung on it on the ground through the hole into right for a base hit. Doug Rader on second. He's on his way to third as Kamsky has to charge the ball in the heavy going out and right. Returns it and on it first for the base hit is Kurt Bluffray. Now Gary Geiger's coming up for his first time in the ballgame. Geiger came on as a defensive replacement for Jesus Alou. Geiger is hitting .226 for the season. He has 16 runs batted, and he's a left-hand batter. Still only 1 man out. The Mets leave the infield at double play depth. Houston leading by a score of 9-3. Taylor's pitch. Inside, low for ball one. Johnny Edwards is next in the order for the Astros. Houston got off to a terrible start this year. They lost 20 of their first 24 games. But then they battled back. Pitch is low for a ball. Coming into today's doubleheader, they had 151 and lost 49. Were six games out of first place in the Western Division. Their problem, as analyzed by themselves, is that they're in fifth place, and passing four ball clubs is not easy regardless of what you do. 2-0 delivery. It's high for a ball. It's 3-0. Houston runners at first and third. This will be a 3-0 delivery to the left-hand batter. Right in there for a called strike. It's 3-1. Taylor goes to the back side of the mound for the rosin bag. Pops the ball into the glove. San Francisco Giants are out in the fifth inning. So the Cubs come up in the bottom of the fifth. The score is still tied. 1-1. 3-1 delivery. Hit on the ground to first. Taken by Cranfield. He goes to the plate and hung up now is Rader. Garrett runs him back toward the plate and he is tagged out by J.C. Martin. And now throw to second and Bleffley is back safely as the ball rolls away from Harrelson. Runners at first and second. 3-2, 5-2. Here's the play on Doug Rader. 3-2, 5-2. There are two men out. Runners holding at first and second. Rader hoped to be able to stay in the rundown long enough for Bleffley to move on over to third and for Jerry Geiger, who was on the field, is choice to move to second, but he was tagged out before that could be accomplished. Edwards is coming up now with Houston runners at first and second.
Taylor's pitch, and it's low for a ball.
Johnny Edwards came up as a pinch hitter for Don Bryant in the eighth inning, and he lined out to A.G. in center field. That was after the Mets had made the switch from left-hander Jerry Kuzman to right-hander Cal Kuntz. This pitch is on away for a ball. It's 2-0. First and second. 2-0 delivery. And it's low, so now Ron Taylor's gone behind to Edwards. 3-0. The pitcher, Fred Gladding, is on deck. Taylor bends from the waist, takes the sign, sets up and checks, offers 3-0. And it's low. He walked him. The bases are loaded. And pitcher Fred Gladding coming up. It's the second time that Gladding's been up in this inning. He was called out on strikes to open the inning. Houston batting in the top of the ninth. Swing and a miss. It's strike one. The Astros have scored four runs here on a grand slam home run by Dennis Menke. Base is loaded. Taylor works straight away. Foul ball off to the left side. Out of play. And the count runs to two strikes now. Third, Geiger at second, Edwards at first. Swing and a drive into left field, and it's going to be in there for a base hit. One run comes on to score, and that's all. Leon Jones returns the ball. Bases are still loaded. Two men out. Norm Miller coming up. Single and a run batted in for Gladding. Houston has scored five runs in the ninth, and they're leading now by a score of 10-3. Norm Miller coming up for his second time. He walked. Was on base when Minkie hit his grand slammer. Miller's a left-hand batter. And here's the pitch. Swung on and looped out into center field. It could be. It is dropping in for a base hit. One run score, two runs score. Gladding goes to second. Holding at first is Miller with a single to center and two runs batted in. Houston leads by a score of 12-3. They've scored seven runs here in the top half of the ninth inning. Joe Morgan's coming up for his second time. He doubled and later scored earlier in this inning. At second, Miller at first. Morgan's a left-hand batter at the plate. Jack DeLauro gets up to throw now, down in the bullpen for the New York Mets. That pitch is low and it gets away from J.C. Martin, comes all the way back and runners move up. Get the official scorer's decision on Mop. It's a pass ball, charged against Martin. A pass ball. So runners move up, Gladding to third, Miller to second. Is ball one to Joe Morgan at the plate. Some kind of an inning the Houston Astros are having here in the top of the ninth. 1-0 delivery, and it's high. Ron Taylor goes behind 2-0. Left-handed Jack DeLauro throwing in the bullpen. Here is the 2-0 delivery. Low for a ball, and it's 3-0. The Chicago Cubs did not score in the bottom of the fifth. At the end of five, the Giants won, the Cubs won. Gaylord Perry against Dick Selma. With the count 3-0 on Joe Morgan, Jim Wynn's on deck. Here's a pitch inside low. Morgan walks, the bases are loaded once again. That is the ninth walk issued by Met pitchers today, three of them intentionally. Jim Wynn's coming up now. He has walked three times. He's one for two otherwise today, and he's hitting .278. Houston, 12 runs on 13 hits. The Mets, three runs on eight hits. This pitch is low for a ball to Jim Wynn. Nolan Ryan gets up to throw down there in the bullpen for the Mets now also. Nolan Ryan with Jack DeLauro. Runners lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back. It's out of play. So the count is one ball and one strike. At third, Miller at second, Morgan at first. Two men out, the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air, deep to left. It's way back there. A.G. goes to the wall, and this one is gone for a home run. Another grand slam home run. The second grand slammer in this inning for Houston. Or win his 23rd home run. The Houston Astros have scored 11 runs here in the ninth inning. Out of the dugout. He's on his way to the mound. electric cart is wheeled around, and we're going to have somebody coming in here very shortly. 11 runs scored in the ninth inning.
Lindsay, I've got to believe that ties a record for Grand Slam home runs in one inning. I don't know how you could have many more than two.
Tell you, it's some kind of a half inning. Is coming back to the dugout. He apparently is going to leave Ron Taylor in the ballgame. And as he does, we're going to pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is New York Mets Baseball on WKAJ FM 102.3 on your FM dial in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Shea Stadium. Dennis Minkey's up there now. Nobody on base. Two men out. Ron Taylor's pitch is high.
Well, Lindsay, it does tie a record of most home runs hit with bases loaded in one inning of two.
I'll say this, Ralph. It's enough. Now, here's a 1-0 delivery. It's in there for a call strike. One and one. The Astros have 16 runs on 14 hits, and the Mets have 3 runs on 8 hits. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. It's 1-2. J.C. Martin with the sign. Here's a 1-2 pitch. It's high for a ball, 2-2. Taylor steps up, kicks at the rubber. 2-2 delivery. Low for a ball, it got full at 3-2. This is the first game of a doubleheader. Gary Gentry for the Mets in the second game. Larry Durker for the Houston Astros. We'll be broadcasting the second game as well. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on it on the ground to short. Harrelson is over and up with it. He plays to first in time to get Minkey, and the side is out. Houston got 11 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and none left. And in the middle of the ninth inning, the score is Houston 16, the Mets 3. Well, Ralph, apparently the two Grand Slam home runs hit for the Houston Astros in the ninth is more of a record than we thought.
I believe it is, Lindsay. At least there's nothing in the one for the book that indicates that they have ever hit two home runs in one half inning. In other words, one club having two Grand Slam home runs in one half inning or one turn at bat.
The record book shows, of course, that there have been cases where there were two Grand Slam home runs in one inning, but one by each club. The Astros hit two, so they had two Grand Slam home runs in a half inning. The Astros have swamped the Mets by a score of 16-3, and to tell you something of how they did it, here's Ralph Kiner.
Well, as you pointed out, Lindsey Nelson, the feature of the ball game was two Grand Slam home runs in the top of the ninth inning, the first time that has ever been done in the National League. One team having two Grand Slam home runs in their one half inning of times at bat. It had been done once before in 1962 by Herman Killebrew and Bob Allison of the Minnesota Twins. The Astros got off to a two-run lead in the second. They added two more in the third, and at one point in the ballgame were leading by a score of 4-2. The Mets came back as they picked up a run in the bottom of the fourth and fifth to make it 4-2, but then on a home run by Jesus Alou in the sixth inning, there was a 5-2 ballgame, and then 11 runs in the ninth inning for the Astros put it completely out of reach. Astros scoring 16 runs, their high for the year. They had 14 hits. And, of course, getting 11 runs in one inning, their high also for the year. The Astros, in winning, now have won five of the seven games played between the Mets and the Astros. The Mets have a record of 2-2 here at Shea Stadium. Winning pitch in the ball game was Don Wilson. He got help from Gladding. It was his 20th save. Wilson now with a record of 12-7. Jerry Kuzman, the starting pitcher for the Mets. The loser, his record, 8-6.